USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he won't support a bipartisan infrastructure proposal unveiled last week by a group of 10 senators. Sanders told reporters Monday evening that the bill is not big enough to address the country's needs. Some Republicans have also expressed their hesitancy to support the bill. Florida Senator Rick Scott says he's against the package because of a proposal in it to index the gas tax to inflation, something that he's called a tax increase. And an explosion and fire at a chemical plant in Illinois has caused the evacuation of nearly 1,000 residents in Rockton, Illinois. The explosion happened Monday morning at a plant manufacturing grease and other lubricants, with the resulting fire sending plumes of black smoke into the air that was visible for miles. Nearly 70 employees were in the plant at the time, and the company says all got out without injury. Authorities evacuated homes and businesses within a mile of the plant, affecting about 1,000 residents. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.